Bankruptcy, Michael, is nature's do-over. It's a fresh start. It's a clean slate.
Like the witness protection program.
Exactly.
Not at all.
I declare bankruptcy!
The Sock Jig Sneaker Podcast. This Twitter law degree sure came in handy. Welcome to episode 34 of the Sock Jig Sneaker Podcast, an emergency episode. This podcast covers the recent developments of Zeta Kicks company going under. And right up front, I'm going to give a disclaimer that I am not giving legal or financial advice here, that this is for entertainment only. I am not a real lawyer, I'm only a Twitter lawyer. Basically, the goal of this emergency pod is to keep it simple and direct. I'm not going to dive into misinformation or stuff I only half know. This is venturing into kind of NotesApp news territory where, you know, my cousin in the Pentagon told me this, you know, don't tell anyone, that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to get into, you know, arrests, police blotter, what family member did this or what this Discord said. You know, that kind of stuff is better for Twitter. And I keep it simple and to the point. And I do need to point out that this episode was recorded on the evening of Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. So there may have been new developments by the time you hear this, but were not available at the time of recording. And of course, I highly recommend people go back and listen to episode 29 of this very podcast, where I covered Zeta Kicks about like 40 minutes into it. That was the sneaker conspiracy theories episode. And as I said in that episode, that he is his own vortex of conspiracy theories. So I tried to break down the who, what, where, when, why, how of Zeta Kicks and what he was doing, why he was doing it. So, you know, it covered questions like, where does he get pairs from? Are they reps? Why does he do it? And for the why, I had already guessed that he was using the money from sneakers for a weed farm business. And it looks like he is the owner of a weed farm. So, and I also covered that this could all be a Ponzi scheme. And so, you know, looking back, the signs were all there. I hit the point, but I obviously could have hit it a little bit harder in retrospect, but really, as a independent podcaster here, I got to cover myself. I'm not trying to get sued or have people come after me. So the important thing is I covered it. I was there and I was mostly right. And if you listened, you were informed, while others who may not have listened were not informed. Before I begin, I want to say that there's just way too much information that I can possibly cover, and a lot of it was covered in a Twitter space hosted by @SwiftCop on Twitter, so the playback recording there is there if you want to take a listen. There's also been a Discord group that has started. I highly recommend you join if you have a lot of money at stake, and there's going to be a lot more information there on strategies and things like that, so. And I'll add the links to those on the description for this podcast as well. So what happened? Ponzi scheme complete, allegedly. So today, May 24th, we first saw earlier in the day that all posts on Instagram were being deleted. Anything from 2020 on forward was deleted. People picked up on this on Twitter and stuff, and a couple of people tagged me. And basically within those moments, both the site updated and an email went out to past customers that Zeta Kicks had dissolved his LLC and David P. Stapleton has been appointed by the Circuit Court of the State of Oregon as the receiver. Basically, all that means is he's dissolved his LLC. The company is no more. There's no bankruptcy. There's no lawsuits. There's no Chapter 11, Chapter 7. He's not been arrested. None of that. So far, all that's happened as of this night is that he has dissolved his LLC. What does this mean? The company is over. You know, whatever legal terms and stuff that you can go through, all that stuff, it doesn't matter. The company's over. It's finished. Finito. Kaput. Terminated. It's rugged. It's over. And this was all allegedly a Ponzi scheme. The new money that was coming in was paying the old money. So Ponzi schemes, what happens is eventually that collapses. And so, you know, one question is, how could it collapse when he had more orders than ever now, especially with the Chicago ones? Isn't that a lot of new money? Really, all it takes is some big debts. And I know there's lots of rumors and speculations about this and stuff like that. I won't get into that. You know, so it could be big debts, or it could just be spending it on luxury cars or whatever. If a big chunk of the money is gone and there's nothing left to buy shoes to fulfill old orders, let alone new incoming orders, the wall comes down. So we'll get into it on this podcast. This is just a quick emergency podcast. So the format of the show is like an FAQ. I'm answering some basic questions and getting into some of the details and the answers, and also take callers. And I asked a few special guests to call in as well. So those are all sprinkled in. So let's go. Okay, next question. Will I get my shoes that I pre-ordered? And I can't believe I have to clearly state this. No, you will not get any shoes from Zeta Kicks. I had to explain this to people who were like asking in the replies on Twitter about the dissolution notice on the site. From this point forward, you know, if a bunch of legal stuff appears on a site, that means you're not getting shit. Those yellow toe ones you pre-ordered are not coming. I know he fulfilled some orders a few weeks ago. Some people said they got like Dark Marina Jordan 1s and even a couple of Fragment Highs. You know, those people, if that's you, consider yourself lucky. Don't let some random stories give you hope. All you should be trying to do right now is getting your money back. So that leads to the next question. Will I get my money back? And the answer to this is it depends. Depends on how much you ordered and when you ordered. I will get into the PayPal part and all that claim kind of stuff. But first I want to talk about how Zeta Kicks' site was set up, which was an LLC, which basically means separate from a personal account. So if the company goes bankrupt, only the company that goes bankrupt, and it's separate from personal assets. To dive into this a bit more deep, I asked my buddy Lil Boat Sail from Twitter to chime in a bit. And he was in that Twitter space as well. And he is not a lawyer, but he is practicing to become one very soon. So let's listen to him give some more details.
Hey Sockjig, I just want to talk about the LLC aspect of Zeta Kicks and some of the misconceptions or questions that people may have about that. So people like LLCs because they believe it has a limited liability shield that prevents creditors from seizing the personal assets of the person who manages the LLC. However, this isn't always true. In what's called piercing the limited liability veil, a person's personal assets can be used to satisfy the debts of their LLC. This happens when the person uses their LLC in a way that promotes fraud, injustice, or illegality, and that they use the LLC in a way that it's no longer separate from their individual person. So this is called the alter ego test. So if it is indeed the case that Zeta used his LLC to promote fraud, investors or would be able to receive their money back through his personal assets, such as his house, car, or portfolio. So if Zeta Kicks personal assets can be seized, the question everyone's asking who pre-ordered shoes through him is, will I receive my money back? And there's a couple issues with that. So the first is that upon dissolution, his personal assets would go to pay back his creditors. And there was at least 6 business loans that he had taken out in Zeta Kicks LLC's name. And there was a lien placed on assets of his. So that means that the people or entities that he took the loans out from would receive the money first. And after that, then the individuals who pre-ordered shoes from him would be able to receive their money. And the issue is that's, a lot of hoops to jump through to get it. I can't say whether he has the assets sufficient to pay all his creditors and then have some left over for the individuals who ordered shoes. I also want to be clear that at this point, all we know is that Zeta filed to dissolve his LLC. That's the only thing we know from court filings. Nobody has sued him. He hasn't filed for bankruptcy yet. So everything that alleges fraud, bankruptcy, FBI's involvement is purely speculation. And, it may be one of those cases where there's smoke, there's fire. But at this point, we don't know. And it should be an exciting couple weeks as, we wait for things to come out.
A lot of great information there. Thank you very much for the call. So what he's getting at is it depends on how many orders you have and how recent you have and how much money you have tied up. If you have recent orders, it's very likely you may get your money back from PayPal. And if you have a lot of orders from a long time ago, the chances are not very good, but you still have some options. So let's take a look at some of those options. But before, let's take a couple calls. Like, I'm Podcast Larry King. And if you didn't give your city, I'm just going to make up a city name for you, like Larry King would. Edward from Schenectady, New York. You're on the air. What do you got to say?
Wee, 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 wee.
All right. Who screens these callers? Henry from Soda Springs, Idaho. You're on the air.
Honestly, I thought the entire business model of Zeta Kicks kind of sucked. So rest in piss, Zeta Kicks.
Damn, I got some young callers here. Thank you very much for the call, Henry. Imagine being told rest in piss by someone whose balls haven't even dropped. Jeez. Jeez, I'm sorry about that, Henry. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Sock. Mikey in Cleveland. First time, long time. You know, I just really feel for all these people who probably lost their money. And, you know, they should just probably get in contact with Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Thank you very much, Mikey, for the call. As a Howard Stern listener, I very much enjoyed my very first Baba Booey call. So thank you very much. You know, when I was trying to figure out how to say Zeta Kicks' name, I was thinking of the Howard Stern bit when he's trying to say WNBC. Zeta Kicks. Zeta Kicks. I don't know. You got to be a Howard Stern fan to get that. So as mentioned before, there's several types of buyers that I've seen so far on Twitter. You know, some are very new buyers like myself, the Chicago One pre-order types. We're the types who were like, hey, if I can get the shoe that's super hard to get, let me just try it. Let me take the risk. So these are more recent customers of Zeta Kicks. And recently when he tried to buy, he had PayPal only, and this is still within the 180-day window. So there is a better chance of getting money back. Another type of buyer is the average sneakerhead who's just sick of L's, and he's known about Zeta Kicks for a while, and he's been buying one or two pairs. And then I've seen others who are just playing like, you know what, fuck sneakers, I'm just buying everything from Zeta now on, and have a lot of orders, like for a sneakerhead, like 40, 50 orders pending. There may have still been getting orders coming in recently just because they've placed so many orders. Then, of course, there are the bulk buyers, the bulk resellers, the cook groups, the consignment stores, the big warehouse sneaker guys. You know, that list could be people who have a couple grand, who have 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, more, $1 million of stuff, orders placed with Zeta Kicks. You know, if it's a couple grand, maybe those are all still PayPal claims. If you had some sort of personal connection with them and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars using wire transfers and things like that, all I know is it's not going to be fun. While we're on the topic, today is Tuesday, May 24th, as I'm recording this. And as of yet, I haven't seen this story break out of sneaker Twitter and onto regular Twitter. And there's always a couple viral retweets that always happen, as I mentioned recently on the podcast too, where there's a big group of people out there on regular Twitter who hate resellers. So if some sort of thread was out there or something that went viral that was like, hey, look at all these resellers that lost a shit ton of money, piss on their graves, there is going to be a lot of piling on because people do not care about resellers, and they will actually celebrate people losing out hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it hasn't happened yet, but I have a feeling it's going to. Anyways, so say you've placed an order recently for the Chicago Ones. And if you haven't already done so, this is the part where I'm going to get to. File a claim. File a claim right away. Do not wait. Submit it to PayPal. Anything within the last 180 days, you can submit a claim to with PayPal. Basically, what I did was I said item has not been received. I entered some info on the item. It asked, did you contact the seller? I said yes. And basically, I went to that order confirmed. I replied to it and said, please refund so that there's some sort of a paper trail or email trail if they ask. They asked me, when was it expected? I just said today. I don't know if there's a better template or formula for this. Maybe the Discord channel I mentioned has some more information on this. And then finally, the last page was a page where you can upload screenshots and supporting evidence and like a text form. And that's where I uploaded a screenshot of the site and how it's no longer active. And basically I wrote out a little paragraph saying the site is under receivership, the site company is down, there's no chance of fulfillment, please refund my money. So I filed the claim, I hit submit, immediately you get an email with a link to it. I clicked that link, I immediately clicked escalate to claim. That is because by default, the claim, what it does is it sends a message that it's going to contact the seller and wait for them to respond. Do not wait for ZetaKicks to respond. He is not going to respond. You're going to just be wasting 10 days there. So if you haven't already done it, click the link where you filed the claim, click escalate right there on the claim, and then it'll have a little text box saying, why are you escalating this? And then just say the same thing. There's no chance of fulfillment. It will automatically be upgraded to a claim. After that, the PayPal will review it, and hopefully they do have a team looking into this and will, within the next 5-10 business days, whatever they say, we get our money back. For people who have older orders that were not fulfilled and it's been over 180 days, that's where it gets a little dicier. People have said when they filed a claim to PayPal, it was immediately denied. I don't know, you can try it, but if it is immediately denied, your next option is to go with your credit card company or your debit, whatever you did, and charge back. If you use Amex, American Express, they're the GOAT, you have a really good chance of getting your money back. And one thing I wanted to add here was if you paid with PayPal balance and it's been over 180 days, you are fucked. PayPal will not give you your money back. You have no one to file a chargeback with. It's been over 180 days. I'm sorry, but you are fucked. So I asked Tyler Blake, T. Blake from Twitter, who was on the Twitter space as well, sharing some of this knowledge, to talk a little bit about when assets are frozen and refunds and PayPal and their rolling reserve that they have. So let's hear from T. Blake.
What's going on? This is T. Blake from In This Economy. I wanted to just kind of share some of the notes, Spark Notes versions from last night's Twitter spaces. One of the biggest things right now, at least as far as I can tell, is it looks as though all of the assets have been frozen. That's part of the receivership. So that's going to include funds that are in PayPal that are going to be held in what's called a rolling reserve, as well as whatever payment processor he was using on Shopify. It's most likely not Shopify Payments. So the good news is if you place an order recently, it's likely that those funds are on hold and are not actually going to be deposited. And that's going to be a pool from which these companies pull from to refund people. Of course, this seems like it's going to be allegedly a Ponzi scheme. So there's not going to be enough money to pay back everyone. Second piece of information I have for you guys is that the way that, again, allegedly the bankruptcy filing is going to be is that he's not going to be able to have any of his personal assets seized, which is part of piercing the corporate veil. But if you've done business with this person and done it through personal, whether that's a Cash App, Venmo, personal bank transfer, that sort of thing, that's really important evidence that you can submit where some of the cash and stuff that he might have squirreled away can be accessed in a settlement. So best of luck. It's terrible to see this happen and affecting a lot of different groups, people, buyers. And I'm hearing that the number is going to be under 9 figures, which is a staggering amount. So definitely not great news for everyone.
Holy fucking shit. Did you hear that? 9 figures. And if you don't know, and just to spell it out, 9 figures is $100 million. That's how much money could potentially be up in stake in this whole thing. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more information to come. But T. Blake had some really good advice there. If you've had personal business with him, with Cash App and Venmo, use all that to try to get your money back. Make a claim. Do not wait. And for everything else, if you have way bigger money tied up, it's going to be a long slog. You can do small claims and file lawsuits and hope that there are potentially charges coming up and there's fraud and stuff, and so that some of his personal stuff could be at stake there. But if we're talking 9 figures, we're talking about a long line of debtors. So I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to be fun. Also, who knew that pierce the veil is like a lawyer term? I just thought it was some below average emo band from 2006 with bad haircuts. Let's take a few more calls here.
Hey, Sock Jig. It's your boy, Alex, from Charleston, South Carolina. just want to say two things. Number one, Sock Jig is either a prophet or a time traveler. There's no in between. Number two, fuck him.
That's my buddy Alex. Alex, thank you for the call and thank you for the kind words. And as I said on Twitter today, if you've been listening to this podcast, you've been reading me on Twitter, a lot of this stuff you had already known. Well, other people are trying to catch up. So, you know, there's some talk about sneaker media and all that kind of stuff. And some of that I had planned on talking about, but this is an emergency pod, so I'll talk about it later. But I appreciate everyone who fucks with the program, who likes the podcast, who retweets, who likes, who supports me. You know, Lex is one of those guys, you always need a buddy that, you know, if something's going wrong or you don't like it, and you talk to him and he'll just say, you know what, fuck them. And you totally need a buddy like that. So I'm lucky to have a friend like Alex to always tell me, hey, fuck them.
Hey, Mr. Sock Jig, just another day going by, me wishing that I was your offspring, but that's okay. A sad day in the sneaker community. I know the day's been around for a lot longer than a lot of these resellers now, using their mom's credit cards and whatnot. But I don't know. It's safe to say that no matter what he was selling, even if it was Holiday 11s for $115, all the chargebacks like they have in the past for, you know, when a large majority of people charge back the same cracked bot and fight with us too, and they will see justice. Unfortunately, the game is still the game.
That was Jerz from Jersey. Thank you for the call. You know, if your name is Jerz, you better be from Jersey. And, you know, I have a lot of offspring, and, you know, they say, hey, Sock, what about your youngins? My youngins killers too.
What up, Sock? It's Kill Toaster from South Florida. And man, oh man, am I glad I dodged that bullet. I knew he delivered in the past, but the way everyone was hyping up that Chicago pre-order as the ultimate loop and all this was enticing, but you know sneaker Twitter, like, who really knows what's going on half the time anyways?
Yo, it's your boy Metal Kicks from Ormond Beach, and yeah, I only bought the Chicagos for $240, and I'm a friend who bought three. He called his bank. He got his money back quickly. But I only bought them once I had homies who had bought from Zade and gotten their shoes in. So it's definitely weird seeing them now. Hopefully I get my money back. Let's hope.
Honestly, I get it. The Chicago 1 draw was big. And even I fell victim to it. I was like, when I hit place order, I kind of knew that, hey, there's a likely chance that I might not get this money back, but I knew that PayPal got me for at least 6 months. So, and like I said, in the Mr. Brightside that it did, we're kind of lucky that this Ponzi scheme collapsed within the 6 month window of the Chicago 1 pre-order. So
what's good, Sock Jig? It's Brendan Cornell from New Jersey. First time caller, long time listener. I just want to get your thoughts on what do you think the long-term trickle down effect of Zeta or Zada is. Just from looking at my Facebook groups alone and on Twitter, you just see all these resellers who got burned. I mean, hopefully get their money back, but you know, even if they got their money back, they got to deal with the headache of maybe they did pre-orders for their store, or they did pre-orders for like a group of people in their Facebook group, and now those people are going to want their money back, and then now they have their money tied up in this whole situation and possibly having to wait through like litigation just to get money back. Seems like this could be a real ugly and has a whole trickle-down effect in the resale game. We know that Zada was even buying shoes from eBay and GOAT and, you know, different places just to fulfill these pre-orders. So even that, in that sense, takes away business from the resale game and hurts it. So,
great question, Brendan. There's a lot to shake out here, and I'm sure there's still a lot of dominoes that are going to fall from this. So you mentioned cook groups and stuff. There were a lot of cook groups doing pre-orders, which were just ending up getting them from Zeta anyway. So they are going to have customers who are going to have questions who are potentially going to charge back on them. So if you bought something from some group as a pre-order, ask them question. Ask if they were from Zeta and act accordingly. You know, I don't know where every group gets their pairs from, but I do know a lot were getting them from Zeta. Same with like big consignment stores and places like that. They may have been doing huge business with Zeta Kicks. So I don't know if that money was already tied up or considered a loss or whatever. and if they can keep operating. So some of that I'm sure will shake out in these coming weeks and months. For another one, it was just for the regular sneakerhead who was using Zeta. The great thing about Zeta Kicks was it took away some of the pressures and the anxieties out of a sneaker's L. You could just set it and forget it, and one day the shoes would appear, and now that is basically gone. So you have a real question if you are a customer of his and just a regular sneakerhead of how am I going to get the Chicago ones now? How am I going to get the Yellow Toes one? I couldn't even get the Military Fours. You know, it's crazy. And we're seeing signs of recession in the economy, and that's been hitting sneakers lately. I sell a lot of my sneakers as overcuts, and I haven't sold very many sneakers in the last couple weeks, months or so. So that's because there are a lot of undercuts are coming in. So I know Crypto Bros took huge L's lately, and they've been listing a lot of grails lately. And really, it's natural for anyone to kind of look around and see what else they can sell after taking an L. So there's a lot that's going to shake out from this. And so this is just my immediate emergency pod reaction. So that's all I had for now. I want to thank you to all the listeners and all the callers especially. But most of all, you know what's coming. You should go fuck yourself.